Perry Township police say a girl reported missing over the weekend has been found in Cleveland. 14-year-old Elena Hernandez was last seen leaving a friend's home in the township Saturday. Police say she was located at an address on West 60th Street Monday night. Cleveland police arrested a 20-year-old man allegedly involved with Hernandez's disappearance. An investigation is underway. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed against a Canton teen and a Toledo area man accused in the murder of his mother. Suit filed last week in Lucas County Common Pleas Court by the administrator of Nicole Jones' estate. She was strangled and beaten to death in her Sylvania Township home last April. 18-year-old Caitlin Coons and 34-year-old Jonathan Jones are charged with aggravated murder. Coons was found with Jones in Mexico last May. She reportedly confessed to the killing. Coons and Jones were sought after he failed to appear for sentencing in Toledo in April on charges of pandering obscene material and child endangerment. The murder case is pending in court. Unemployment is on the rise in Starr County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports March's jobless rate was 4.8%. That was an increase from 4.7% in February and 4.2% in March 2023. In Carroll County, unemployment held steady at 5.1%. It was up to 5.3% in Columbiana County, 5.5% in Mahoning County, 4.5% in Portage. Ohio's figure increased to 3.8%. Canton City Council has passed legislation to earmark $100,000 for a new demolition assistance program. Another measure approved Monday, business owners and developers can apply for financial assistance to tear down dilapidated commercial and residential buildings related to economic development on or near the site. The repository reports approved applicants can be reimbursed for up to 50% of the cost, which is capped at $15,000 for a residential demolition and $30,000 for commercial. The money will come from the general fund. Lawmakers will consider the proposal next Monday. Cities of Canton, Canal Fulton, and North Canton are receiving federal funding for various capital improvement projects. Canton was awarded $2.1 million for the East Tuscarawas Streetscape Project. $500,000 was allocated for Canal Fulton, which plans to build an elevated water storage tank. North Canton will get $500,000 to help pay for the drilling of a water well at the Arrowhead Golf Course. $963,000 is going to several police departments in Stark and Summit counties to help pay for new cruisers. Authorities investigating after a body was found in Berlin Township. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says it was discovered in the backyard of a home on South Duck Creek Road Monday night. The Sheriff's Office says the man was a 57-year-old Canfield resident. His name has not yet been released. Foul play is not suspected. An autopsy will be conducted. A man considered armed and dangerous is in custody. Lisbon police say 47-year-old Timothy Adkins was arrested Friday night. They received a tip that he was on the porch of a Stooksbury Road home in Lisbon. Police were assisted by the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office in making Adkins' arrest. He's charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. Adkins allegedly made homicidal threats to a woman and ran away from the counseling center of Columbiana County Thursday afternoon. A rape conviction was upheld for a Wellsville man. 49-year-old Randolph Minor was found guilty 1 year ago. He was sentenced to 43 years to life for offenses involving a child. The 7th District Court of Appeals upheld the consecutive sentences handed down by Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton for 5 separate offenses. Minor was charged with sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl over a 5-month period in 2017 and 2018. A protection order was handed down against East Liverpool Mayor Bobby Smith in connection with a drug investigation at a now-condemned home. WKBN-TV reports 30-year-old Joseph DeSaro was charged after members of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force raided the home in February. Officers reportedly found over 1,000 grams of fentanyl pills disguised as Percocet, 56 grams of cocaine, and more than $7,000 in cash. DeSaro later accused Smith of threatening him in March while both were in the home as it was being inspected. Smith says he did not threaten DeSaro, and 2 city housing inspectors would confirm that. A hearing will be held May 1st. 10 to 15 years in prison for a Youngstown man charged with possession of cocaine and fentanyl in a firearm specification. 43-year-old Brian James pleaded guilty in February to the charges connected with a 2022 investigation by the Mahoning Valley Law Enforcement Task Force. Search warrants were served at 2 homes owned by James in Youngstown. He was secretly indicted by a grand jury in November. A Ravenna woman pleads not guilty by reason of insanity to 23 counts connected to setting fire to her apartment. Police and firefighters responded to an apartment building on Hazen Avenue March 17th. Police say they noticed a 64-year-old woman had burns and cuts on her arms. She reportedly made comments to officers about people being sent to kill her. She admitted starting the blaze in her living room, opening a door, and watching the flames spread throughout the building. That building was later demolished. The state fire marshal's office and Ravenna police are investigating. A Warren mother faces up to 3 years in prison for causing the death of her one-year-old son. 32-year-old Aris Rice pleaded guilty Tuesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to one count each of involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Sentencing date has not been set. Rice's son ingested prescription methadone in September 2023.